You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Danny Bader, a best-selling author and inspirational coach whose life was transformed by a near-death experience more than a decade ago. He started his own corporate coaching company called Jackrabbit in 2007 that focuses on helping others truly understand themselves by creating a powerful vision for their futures, and wrote Back from Heaven's Front Porch, Five Principles to Creating a Happy and Fulfilling Life, which would become a best-selling book and rank number one on Amazon. Mr. Bader, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you, Eric. Call me Danny.
And will do, Danny. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Did you always want to be a writer, or was this something that was the direct result of your incident?
No, I never really thought about being a writer. I enjoyed it in college. I did some writing for the college newspaper and always liked, you know, English assignments, short stories and things. But the book is really a direct result out of the accident that I had there in 1992. And it was published in 2012, so 20 years after the accident. And it always, I guess about 8 or 10 years after the accident, I kind of had the idea of putting it down in story, because I would talk to people and they would say, you know, that's a good story. It's an inspiring story. I think a lot of people would get something out of it as it relates to their own journey in life. But it was a long time until I really got into it. And I remember the one incident, I think, that really was a catalyst for it. I was on a plane flying back home. I live outside of Philadelphia. And I was in coming home from L.A., and I was in conversation with a younger girl there. She's probably about 30, just married. And it was a nighttime flight. So we just started talking a little bit, kind of hit it off. And I told her the story, and she said, you have to write that as a book. And it was one of those chances that you meet a stranger. I've never talked to her again, never saw her again, but it just kind of slows you down and puts a little fire under your butt.
I hear you on that. Now, Back from Heaven's Front Porch, Five Principles to Creating a Happy and Fulfilling Life is a fascinating read. Can you tell our listeners more about it and what you hope that the readers get out of it?
Yeah, so it's a book based on what happened to me back in 1992. We had a real bad accident. A friend and I who were working together, and we were both killed when our ladder hit an electric wire, and about 8,000 to 10,000 volts of electricity went into both of our bodies. And you know, the tragedy was that my friend Bruce, wonderful guy, wonderful father, three kids, one was 3 months old, he died. I died, and probably from what my other friend Stu tells me, I was dead for 6 or 8 minutes. He tried CPR, it didn't work. He gave me up for dead, called 911. So the book is very much based on that, but I put it into a story because it was easier for me to make up characters and get my messages across through that, through the story and through the dialogue. So it's based on the story of a young man named Jake. And after the accident, Jake gets to a very dark place in life, you know, abusing drugs, abusing alcohol, just really lost and going down that path of self-destruction. And he goes down to the Outer Banks of North Carolina with the intention of not coming back. Quite honestly, he was that desperate. And he meets a guy down there named Paul, body surfing. And then Paul just puts this whole thing in motion where he meets a bunch of different characters. He travels out to Moab, Utah. And through that, he meets these people that impart these five principles on him around vision and stillness and knowing thyself and the power of seeking support and also being support to other people and what that does for us. Because when I was in that point, you know, I was just, you know, kind of reaching for anything to help me. I had a lot of wonderful people in my life that loved me, and I just wouldn't let them in. So the book is really based on Jake's journey. And what I'm humbled by, the feedback that I get, Eric, is people say, hey, you know what? I could really relate to this part. I could really relate to this part based on where they are in life's journey, because we all have our story. We all have our challenges. So that's kind of the backstory for how the book got going.
Certainly a must read. Now, what did you learn about yourself while writing this book?
Well, number one, it was difficult, you know, because it is very much based on truth and it brought up a lot of memories. And you're trying to write those, which was very emotional. I remember trying to write about the experience I had when my body stopped and my soul didn't. And it was so hard to put in those words, in English words, what was not an earthly experience. My editor just said, keep going, we'll get it right. So I learned from myself that was a good process for healing, writing is. So I do a lot of journaling now. I think I also learned that I didn't have such a strong approach to life. My life was pretty easy up until that point, and I just kind of went with the flow. And as I wrote this, and as I was kind of forced to get better in a real good way, what I realized is there are certain set of principles that are pretty powerful for us as people. And all kinds of different folks like myself, writers or coaches, will write about them. You know, Stephen Covey, 10 or 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You know, for some people, I always think books have 10 commandments. You know, so we all put our spin on it. And by really slowing me down in that accident and doing a lot of research, and I was going through a coaching program, that I learned that my approach to life was pretty weak. And then there were some really strong principles that I wanted to start to incorporate into my life. So I'm thankful for that.
And of course, we're very appreciative of your joining us here today. We are joined by Danny Bader, a best-selling author and inspirational coach here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Danny, how did you tie the lessons from your book into your inspirational workshops and seminars?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what I do, those 5 principles that are in the book, they're the basis for the workshops. So it's really about getting people who are open to learning, open to growth, slowing down and understanding that we all have an approach to different areas of our life. So we would have a financial approach, and that's based on what we believe to be strong principles of financial management. Make as much money, max out your pre-tax earnings, don't carry high interest debt, pay extra on your mortgage. We all have an approach to health, right? Nutrition, exercise, and those things. So I'll offer to people and say, listen, you all have an approach to creating happiness and fulfillment in your life. And fulfillment's different from achievement. Fulfillment is an achievement that's really desired or predicted. So it usually goes outside of the work and encompasses more of a holistic view of life. So in the beginning, I'll just slow them down and say, what is your approach? And let them chat with one another. And then I kind of weave in my story and I say, I'm just going to offer you an approach that I call Jackrabbit. And when you walk out of here today, you know, my hope, I'm trusting that you're going to get a few things you'll start to experiment with that will increase your levels of happiness and fulfillment. You know, and thankfully, the feedback is good. People like the simplicity of it. And I think it's powerful when you can kind of weave in stories, both my own. And then I'm always looking for different stories in life, in business, you know, in sports, wherever, that would support these principles. Because they're not, you know, they're jackrabbits. They're not mine. I mean, they've been around for a long, long time. I just happened to put Danny's spin on them. And I just call them Jackrabbit because that animal has the best vision of all the animals in the animal kingdom because it's a very good vision. Its eyes are high up on its head and very far to the back. So as it sits there, Eric, it's got a full awareness of its environment. It can see up in the air, behind, sideways. So that's kind of why I use Jackrabbit, just to say it's so important for us as people to have that full awareness, you know, of what are we focused on and what are we really creating for ourselves.
And definitely appreciate your creativity there. Now, for someone who may just be hearing of you for the first time, what is the one thing that you want him or her to know?
I would offer to them that just slow down and understand that this life, regardless of how old we are, is a wonderful journey. And it's got its ups and it certainly has its downs. And the most powerful thing we can do as we go through it, in the good times and in the not so good times, is to understand that we have the power to create what we want. You know, George Bernard Shaw said, life is not about finding yourself. It's very much about creating yourself. And that's kind of the methodology of Jackrabbit. You know, the philosophy of Jackrabbit is all around that. So I'll often end the workshops, you know, with the number that I just put up on the screen. And today the number is 19,576. And I'll let it sink in and, I'll have some fun with them. But that number represents the number of days that I've been alive, you know, minus my 6 to 8 minute step over to the other side. So I'll tell people then, I'll say, listen, you got that number too. For some of you, it's smaller. For some of you, it's larger. But what we also have is that beautiful gift of the question marks. How many more days do we have? You know, I hope I live into my 80s and my 90s. But we really don't know. So it's that notion of we have the ability to create what we want, even when life beats us down a bit. You know, and if they understand that, if we all understand that, it's a bit easier to get up and to press on and run the race, so to speak.
Well, Danny, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Quite inspirational, and not only that, but I'm sure your book, again, is a must-read, and definitely want listeners to get all the details here. So where can listeners not only pick up the book, but to be in touch per your coaching services and all the details there?
Great. Thank you, Eric. So the book's available where any books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all of those places. You could just do a quick search, Google on the web, and get it that way. My website is www.dannybader.com, B-A-D-E-R. And then I've got a YouTube channel as well with an awful lot of short little videos on there on all kinds of different topics. So, you know, if they're interested and they want to check it out, I certainly would appreciate it and trust that, you know, what I'm offering them will help them out.
Again, Danny, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's been a pleasure chatting with you too, and I really appreciate it. You be well. Have a great evening.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Danny Bader, the author of the book, Back from Heaven's Front Porch, 5 Principles to Creating a Happy and Fulfilling Life. And for more information, simply visit DannyBader.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.